If you only knew how success could be yours right now.
Ex-Im Bank provides for the financial needs of the Jamaican producer. Whether you're in agro-processing, mining or tourism, to name a few, our information will help you grow your business and offer financial advice right here on our program. Ex-Im Bank JA.
Welcome to Ex-Im Bank JA. I am Tony Ann Fraser, Chief Officer for Marketing at Ex-Im Bank. Again in studio with me today is the newly appointed President of the Jamaica Exporters Association, the JEA, and CEO of Honeybun, Mrs. Michelle Chung. Mrs. Chung and I will continue our discussions about some of the issues affecting local exporters. Welcome, Mrs. Chung.
Thank you very much, Tony Ann.
Recently, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, announced a new measure requiring local manufacturers with petroleum storage tanks of a certain quantity to obtain an annual permit in order to operate. How will this affect your members?
Well, permits cost money, right? So that's the first effect that our members would recognize. And because it was brought on so suddenly, these are really unplanned for expenses. But we do understand the need for NEPA within the various organizations because they look after the environment, and the environment is very critical for all countries to be looking at. And without the funding that is required to manage the responsibilities that they have, it would be very difficult for them. I expect that the budget will be difficult for some companies to meet. I think it's 300 liters, tanks of 300 liters or more will need to have a permit. We've spoken, however, with NEPA, and we're asking them to allow for some further timelines as it relates to companies getting this permit. And they have been very cooperative and they're listening, and they have yet to reply to me, but it looks good in terms of the application process for companies. But I would say that they should prepare for it and Google NEPA and look at the requirements for the permit and begin to prepare for it.
In light of all of these new developments, Mrs. Chung, what are some of the concerns that some of your members have at this time?
Well, our members, I would say, are in a double personality sort of mood in that they are very excited with all the changes that are happening, but they're also pensive because I think change always is uncomfortable for normal people. So there is some amount of, is Asakuda going to work? I know it has given them some trouble so far, but our members are logging on and they are participating. I would encourage those persons who are not members to become members so that they can also understand more about how these changes will affect them, because the intention is that it will affect them positively. So I think they should be excited, and several of them are.
Special thanks to our guest today, Mrs. Michelle Chung, President of the Jamaica Exporters Association and CEO of Honeybun. Remember, you can visit our website at www.eximbankja.com for more information on our products and services. You may also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Until next time, I am Tony Ann Fraser for Ex-Im Bank JA.
Ex-Im Bank JA is a production of the GIS for Ex-Im Bank Jamaica.
If you only knew how success could be yours right now.
Ex-Im Bank provides for the financial needs of the Jamaican producer. Whether you're in agro-processing, mining or tourism, to name a few, our information will help you grow your business and offer financial advice right here on our program. Ex-Im Bank JA.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.